Every once in a while, I get wind of another town that thinks it would be a good idea to arm the teachers in their schools. Having been a teacher for, well, a very short career, I probably would have liked carrying a sidearm. Cut down a lot of backtalk for sure, and saved the cut-ups a long trip to the principal's office. Of course, when I think about it calmly, it seems sort of harsh to inflict capital punishment from the front of a classroom. They are, after all, children. I guess being Americans and all the idea of a fully armed populace is appealing. You don't hear many stories how some hijacker or bank robber met his match with a dirty hairy pack and heat, but that could change quick if we just advocated for universal concealed carry. Probably take some collateral damage, planes decompressing in a shootout at 30,000 feet, 7-Eleven customers caught with their big gulps in a withering crossfire. But it wouldn't take long for us pacifists to realize we need to return fire ourselves. Simple law of survival in the urban jungles of America. We've maybe seen too many westerns. All those cowboys with six-shooters slapping leather on their hip and a Winchester and a scabbard beside the saddle. Folks down in Malheur rode in fully armed, and they can't understand why the feds and the troopers and the sheriff won't surrender, or at least negotiate to give them the range land they say belongs to them, these folks up from Utah. Too many westerns, like I said. Then a month into their occupation, one dead and most under arrest, the remaining gang wanted amnesty before they left. Lucky for them, the bureaucrats whose headquarters they liberated and whose jobs they disrupted didn't take their own Second Amendment rights as seriously. Be like letting the kids in my old classroom carry live ammo. For sure, my odds would go way down. Oh,